Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
I want to speak to you today about the favor of God. And I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37 and verse 3. Favor is really God's grace bestowed on us. We know that grace is unmerited favor, hallelujah, that He gives to us. And it's God's divine desire to bless you. Amen. And it's so good to see you this morning, Sister June, in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that you had a fight of faith, but you overcame. Amen. So we bless you. I want to firstly read here this morning about Joseph's many-colored coat. Hallelujah. And Genesis chapter 37 and verse 3. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And his brethren saw that their father loved David more than all his brethren, and they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. Jacob gives his son a many-colored coat. Hallelujah. And I was thinking when I was praying about that, think about God, that when Noah came off the ark, God put a cloak of many colors over the world because He loves the world and He sent His Son for the world. And even now His favor is on all the nations, that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And Joseph was clothed with a cloak of many colors. It was a cloak of his father's love. It spoke of his father's divine favor. It spoke of the fact that his father thought about him, planned something for him. Amen. Did something very special, put some effort in to prepare this cloak of many colors. And it shows how he was held close in his father's heart. And the favor that Joseph had with his father was evident for all to see. Everybody knew, because this many-colored cloak was very expensive. It was not something like today, you can get any color. Those days tell you to get colors was something. Amen. And I want you to know that the robe of salvation that God clothed you with is very expensive. Amen. It was bought for you, not with the blood of goats or bulls, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of the Son. Everybody say, I'm highly favored of God. Amen. When you got saved, He clothed you with the garments of salvation, with the robes of righteousness. Hallelujah. He made us kings and priests unto our God, fit for the Master's use. And a coat of many colors speaks of many promises. It speaks of a bright future. It speaks of the blessing that's been prepared. It speaks of divine goodness bestowed upon. Once you wear that cloak, let me tell you, the favor of God is yours. Amen. From the moment you were born again, you're the favorite of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Godly favor speaks of provision. It speaks of an open heaven. I want you to know that God sees every good thing about you. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans of good and not of evil. To give you a future, to give you a hope. To bless you. God's got one desire, to bless you. From the moment you wake up, how can I bless this one? Amen. Even before you wake up, He's already plotting and planning and setting the day in order and commanding His angels. Now, how can we get the blessing to this one today? Somebody say hallelujah. God sees good in you. A coat of many colors speaks of divine goodness, godly favor, provisions, and open heaven. God sees only good for you. But let me tell you, the enemy sees only bad in you. If it was up to him, he would dress you in black. It's amazing that those in satanic cults always go black. Isn't it amazing? They're not colorful. They're not bright and beautiful. They're black, doom, gloom. No future, no color, no promise, no blessing. It's the absence of color. It speaks of darkness, stumbling, failure, no future. But I want you to know today that you and I are clothed in a cloak of many colors. Hallelujah. Bright and beautiful. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you're bright and beautiful. Hallelujah. That's what God has prepared for us. Grace, listen, grace presupposes love. Because grace can only spring from love. God loves you. Do you hear that? Durban Christian Center, Wentworth? God loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you. That's why he's gracious towards you. God's got only one mind concerning you. He's got a one-track mind that's to bless you. Somebody say amen. Amen. By his love, he bestows grace. He loves you. Therefore, he found a way to redeem you. He found a way to deliver you. He found a way to take you out of darkness and put you into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. That word hesed indicates a divine disposition for favor. He's already decided he's favoring you. When you walk through the door, it's already favor. Amen. Amen. He doesn't first wait to, oh, you're already favored. By the time you come into his presence, you're already favored. Amen. In fact, you have to talk yourself out of his favor, but he'll still favor you. Somebody say, I'm favored. And it speaks of, listen, that word hesed in the Hebrew speaks of God's continuous loyalty in his favor towards you. My, I love that. God is loyal. People write you off quickly, don't they? He never writes you off. Amen. Hallelujah. He's continually loyal. He knows what he said. He spoke those words over you. And he decreed it shall not return to him void. It shall establish what he sent it to do for you and for me. Somebody say amen. Amen. God's favor manifests itself in acts of deliverance, in protection, in cutting off your enemy. Hallelujah. I don't know if you've seen that video on YouTube of Thank God for Fathers. And you see this little child riding, going down the hill on his bicycle. And I mean that bicycle's out of kelter fast. And it's on his way straight to a tree. And here comes dad, superhero, running past him. And before he gets to the tree, dad grabs him and pulls him sideways. Hallelujah. Your father watches over you. Amen. He protects you. He's on your side. He's your heavenly father. And if God be for you, who can be against you? If he has favored you, who can curse you? Because God loves you. Listen, favor brings promotion at every opportunity. In fact, God continuously sets things all up so that you can be favored. When you know somebody, they can do a setup for you. Amen. Wherever you go, it's a divine setup. Hallelujah. That's why you can walk into any situation. No matter how bad it looks, it's a setup. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God specializes in bad situations turning for good. He's a specialist. Hallelujah. He's a checkmate specialist. He leads you and the enemy thinks he's got you. And then God just one move and it's all turned on its head. Hallelujah. Because God watches over you. God favors you. It's you that he has chosen. Think of it. He went over all the nations of the world. Over hundreds and millions of people. And his grace touched you. Hallelujah. How many of you sometimes wonder how come God saved you? Amen. Think of that song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And if anything, we believers realize that of all people, probably I deserved it the least. It's amazing how Paul says that. He says, of all, I'm the most wretched. But yet he reached out and saved me. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful when you get the blessings you don't deserve? Amen. So why did you get that? Because my daddy loves me. Hallelujah. Amen. How come you got? Oh, because I've got a heavenly father that watches over me. You are divinely favored. Divine favor means for his face to shine upon you. Do you hear me, Wentworth? His face is shining upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Hallelujah. It means he's looking out for you. God told the priest how to bless the people. He put his word in the priest's mouths. in the book of Numbers 6:22. He says, thus you shall bless my people. Everybody say, I'm a king and a priest. I will bless the people of God. How do we do it? Numbers 6:22. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the Durban Christian Center. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. Oh, come on, somebody say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. Say it again. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Come on, turn to somebody. Say, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Hey, oh man, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Can you say it with me? The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Should we repeat that priestly blessing? Tell your neighbor, you are truly blessed today to be sitting next to a priest. Because I can pronounce a blessing over you here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's say it, starting at verse 24. Have you got it up on the screen? From verse 24, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, verse 27, so they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them. God's not two-minded. He knows what he wants to do. He said, I will bless them. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Listen, when a person's in grace, when a person's in favor, don't fight with them. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people, they're just blessed. And you can't understand because you can see everything they're doing wrong, but they're just blessed. They're just favored because they know their heart before God. They are God's servants. Hallelujah. Nobody can judge you. Your Father alone knows you. Amen. And he blesses you. You can't be judged by other people. God's unmerited favor is upon you. He's got that disposition about you. When the accuser comes to accuse you before the Father, he's already, oh man, this is useless. No matter what I say, this person's blessed. No matter what I say. Have you ever tried to tell a mother her child's bad? Amen. Did you come right? No chance. Amen. No ways. There's no ways you're going to get through. Speak to the hand. Amen. That's my boy. Hallelujah. And the Bible says God loves you. And he set his favor upon you. He said, I will bless you and not curse you. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The person's blessed. Just let them be blessed. Forgive them. Because, you know, if you get miserable because somebody else is blessed, you're going to be miserable on your own. You're going to have your own misery party. You find a few friends. Come join me in my misery party. Amen. We'll come cut our cake. And we'll be miserable. Because how come God can bless this one? How come God can heal that one? How come God can give that one a job? Because he loves them. He favors them. His hand is on them for good. God favors you. I want you to know God favors you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Because God is gracious, I can have hope. Listen, if you favored, you're like a cork. You always pop up. No matter how far they put you, you'll pop up. Hallelujah. Amen. A while ago, I was in a swimming pool. I took a ball and I pushed it down. I tell you what, you can't keep that ball down. Amen. That thing's going to pop up. Hallelujah. You can't be put down. The favor of God will make you pop up. Hallelujah. No matter where you are, it makes you be lifted up. Hallelujah. God will make you the head and not the tail. He'll make you the top and not the bottom. He'll put you in the front of the queue. Hallelujah. Because you're the favorite of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. I am the favorite of the Lord. I wear the cloak of many colors. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because God is gracious, I can have hope. I have hope. No matter, listen, I've learned this scripture. It's powerful scripture. No matter what I go through, He's going to turn it together for good. For those who love Him are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's why many times you do wrong, God will make sure it gets exposed so He can deliver you from that thing, the power of it, and bless you. Amen. 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 I said amen. Amen. God has chosen to bless you. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you were saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes people tell me, oh, Pastor Johnny, you did so well. That's why God's blessed you. And I think to myself, oh, if only you knew. I'm sitting here by grace. I'm sitting here by the favor of the Lord. I don't know why, but He favors me. I don't know why, but He keeps blessing me. I don't know why, but He refuses to condemn me. He refuses to let me go down. He always lifts me back up. He is the glory and the lifter up of my head. Hallelujah. He's a shield about me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Amen. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we shall walk in them. Listen, when you're in Christ, you cannot be rejected. You cannot be condemned. There's therefore now no condemnation. Hallelujah. Even if you just as a believer committed one of the worst sins, you still can't be condemned. You can be justified by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Don't let the enemy push you into condemnation, push you away from God, make you feel all bad and make it all depend on your performance. Listen, there's one thing that speaks for you, the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The Father has determined it for you. God in His great grace. I asked the Lord once, I said, Lord, when I just failed again, I said, Lord, surely You knew when You used me last time so mightily that I'm going to fail You today. How come You still used me? Because God says, I knew You'll ever come today again. I knew that I'm still Your God. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves you. Amen. I said, God loves you. Amen. He favors you. Amen. Amen. He's made up His mind. Amen. And nothing can change it. He's decided a long time ago that you will see His glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He blesses us. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, which was given to you by Christ Jesus. When you look at Joseph, who we read, Joseph was favored. And you are favored. You hear me, Durban Christian Center went with? You are favored. I said you are favored. You wear the garment, it's on you, it's yours. The Father Taylor made it for you. It's your garment of salvation. He's blessed you. And He said, I will favor you. Amen. Somebody said amen. Amen. Even His brother's bitterness could not remove the cloak. Even people will write you off. People have a lot to say about you. But as long as God's saying something about you, amen. Hallelujah. Do you know what? God's not intimidated by people. He'll bless who he wants to bless. And he said, I've decided I'm blessing you. In the presence of your enemies, I will make your cup overflow. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God remembers his loving kindness. He remembers his favor towards you. Joseph's own brothers disowned him. But Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I don't know if you've ever been those places where it's a lonely walk. Everybody's written you off. Amen. Everybody, even your own wife, is busy rebuking you. Amen. Pray for me. She rebukes me often. It's so hard. But who walks with you? He walks with me in that garden. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. The Lord will raise me up. Hallelujah. He's a God of great compassion. It's often people closest to you that puts you down first. Amen. It's often people closest to you that knows your faults. They know you, so they judge you. And they disqualify you. And they write you off. People will tie you to your history, but God ties you to your future. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows what he's called me to do, and he will not fail me. People tie me to my failures, but God ties me to the victory that I have in Christ Jesus. Satan and the world only sees your faults. They constantly want to tell you about your faults. Amen. Hallelujah. But thank God, he sees the blessing. Satan wants to take you into the warped mirror room. Have you ever been in a warped mirror room? You go to those places, and they got a warped mirror, and you walk into the room, and as you look, hey, what happened? Your stomach bounces out there. Hey! Amen. And then you take another step, your bum bounces. Whoa! You take another step, you're short. Ah! Amen. The enemy wants to show you all kinds of distorted views of yourself. But when you take this Bible, you step in front of the true mirror. And you see that you're a son of God. Hallelujah. You're fearfully and wonderfully made in his image and his likeness. He loves you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they say, because of your faults, you can't dream anymore. Because of your failures, you are disqualified from the blessing. Because you've done wrong, you can't expect anything good. But they didn't factor the favor of God in. God said, come, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool. Hallelujah. God said, listen, I will sort that out. The blood of Jesus. Praise God. The best place to be as a Christian is with a soft heart of repentance before your Father. Amen. I've learned the hardest thing is try and justify yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. You know when things really get tough? When things really get hard? That's a place where the blood speaks for you. You'll soften your heart before God. Say, Lord, many are they who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of my soul, there is no help for him and God. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter up of my head. Hallelujah. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill and delivered me from all of my enemies and caused them to flee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He favors me. His hands on me. And he's good to me. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They want to tell you, let go of your dream. You're disqualified. They want to kill your dream. They want to push it down. And listen, you know who else wants to kill your dream? You. Amen. How many times have you given up on you? I thank God. Amen. I'll tell you the honest truth. I've given up on Johnny long time ago. Amen. I give up on Johnny often. I get disgusted with him. Amen. But then God steps in. He don't give up on you. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's the Lord your God. He's your Savior and your Redeemer. He's your Deliverer. Hallelujah. He's the one that's made you the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. He lifts you up. I love that song. I always think about it. The Holy Ghost got a hold of my life and He won't let me go. He won't let me go. He won't let me go. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a place where you say, oh God, just leave me alone. Let me sit here and fail miserably. Amen. I know none of you wonderful people ever reached that point. Lord, just let me alone. But He won't let me go. He won't let me go. He won't let me go. Because He is my Savior and my Deliverer. Somebody say, hallelujah. Amen. I choose to hold on to my Savior. You hear me, Durban Christian Center, Wentworth. Choose to hold on to your Savior. Amen. He loves you. They captivate you in your weak moment. They grab a hold of you when you're on your own. That's why always be careful to stay amongst the saints. Be in the fellowship of the saints. Because the first thing the enemy does you when he starts working you is try to separate you from the brethren. When you find yourself getting separated, I don't feel like going to church. I'm going to withdraw. I'm going to do this. Maybe I must sit down for a moment. Don't sit down, you ugly thing. Stand up! Amen. Amen. Pastor Fred used to often say, the banana that leaves the bunch gets peeled. Amen. I stay in the bunch. I stay in fellowship. I stay in the place that God has given to me. Amen. I walk amongst the saints. And they bless me. And I bless them. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to strip you. He wants to separate you. He wants to separate you from the fellowship. He wants to separate you from the worship. He wants to separate you from the promises. He wants to separate you from God. But thank God, he cannot do it. Amen. They tried to separate Joseph. They took him. They tore that garment, stripped the garment from him. They blooded it with their own guilt. With their own acts of unrighteousness. They did all that. Listen, they may have removed your garment. They may have soiled your reputation with the accusation. But I want you to know God will not accept their judgment of you. He will not submit to their thoughts about you. Somebody say amen. God chose that His grace rests on you. Somebody say His grace is mine. His favor is mine. Some of you sitting here, the enemy's pushed you right down. But let me tell you, he's going to lift you right up. Somebody say, praise the name of Jesus. God will raise you up. And He'll deliver His anointed. See, what they didn't realize is that Joseph's dream was of God. The call that's on your life didn't stem from you. Amen. It came from God. And I don't think I met any person, any leader in the Lord that hasn't told me that there's been times that, Lord, this dream is too big. This call is too much. Take it. Can't do this thing. Because it wasn't from you in the first place. It was a dream from God. They can do what they want. They cannot strip God's dream. They cannot strip His call from you. Hallelujah. Even if He has to lift you out of the gutter. Even if he has to go and fetch the one sheep of the 99 that got lost, he will fetch you. He will restore you. He will work in you. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you, his promises are yours today. Hallelujah. The blessing of God rests on you. Once God spoke a word concerning you, he watches over to perform it. Realize something about Joseph. Joseph, by the time they had taken the garment from him, it was too late. Because by the time the brothers took the outer garment, he had worn it so long that it had saturated his soul. From the inside, he knew, I'm the favorite of the Lord. No matter what's going on outside, and take the garment, take what you want. But by that time, the favor of the Lord had saturated. He knew that he's the favorite of God. I can be in a jail, but I'm the favorite of God. Hallelujah. I can be falsely accused, but I'm the favorite of God. I can be pushed down. I can be taken away, falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. But right there, no matter where I am, I've been saturated. I've got the favor of God in me. And no matter what I am in, I know my Redeemer lives. I know He watches over me. Hallelujah. You've been saturated. Hallelujah. He clothes you with many colors. He watches over you with His glorious hand. Sometimes you must just let the word of God lay on your outward for so long till it saturates your inward. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Yeah, sometimes people, oh, Pastor, pray for me. What for? The devil's lying to me. I say, so if you know it's the devil lying, why are you crying? Amen. Hallelujah. God's not going to change His mind. You're born in His image. You're born in His likeness. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. His hand's on you. And there's no way He's going to give up on you. Meditate on His goodness. Meditate on His promise. The Bible says you're clothed with the garments. Hallelujah. Of blessing and favor. Even when in prison clothes, you are still favored. Even Joseph was even hard pressed and still blessed. Hallelujah. You can be in the place of persecution, yet still be the anointed of the Lord. You can be struck down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Struck down, but still promoted. Yay! No matter how hard it is, my God will turn this thing around. You can be still the accused, but you are the righteousness of God. God has still laid up His good thing for you. Hallelujah. Favor will make you rise to the top like the cream, like remora. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, other people's opinions of you cannot make the word of God of no effect. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I say that again? Durban Christian Center went with other people's opinions of you cannot make the word of God of no effect, cannot change His mind at all. Hallelujah. God is not intimidated by other people's opinion of you. In fact, He's not even intimidated by your opinion of you. Amen. God clothed you. God made you. He set you as a king and a priest. He's determined that He will bless you and that He will use you, that He'll use you mightily, that the enemy will fall before you, that you'll cast out devils in His name, lay hands on the sick in His name, speak in other tongues, declare the kingdom, bring the power of God to bear, turn an ungodly family into the salvation of the Lord. Yay! We serve a miracle-working God. When you are favored, no accusation against you can stand. Amen. When you're blessed, no curse can find a place to settle. You can walk through the valley of darkness and yet experience the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 34:22, the Lord redeems the soul of His servants, and none of those who trust in Him shall be condemned. Oh, I like that. Hallelujah. Hey, man. I'll speak to you super spiritual Christians sitting here. Sometimes you write people off. And the next moment you see them, they've overtaken you. Amen. Surely the Lord God will help me. Isaiah 50 verse 9. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed. They will all grow old like a garment, like a moth. But the Lord is my glory and the lifter up of my head. In Jesus' name I declare today over this congregation, every bad situation shall be turned to good. The blessing of the Lord rests on you. His favor will not depart from you. Hallelujah. The mountains, the hills might be removed, but His favor shall abide on you. His blessing shall stay with you. God says, I will raise you up. I'll put you on top. Look to the one from whom you were hewn. Look to the one who saved you and redeemed you and created you in His image. God says, I watch over my word for you, and you are the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God worked in Joseph despite his trials. And God works in you despite your trials. Do you hear me today, Durban Christian Center? Bluff! Yes. You thought I'm going to say Wentworth? Hallelujah. Do you hear me today? God is working in you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord is on you. God says, I will raise you up. And as I was preparing this message, a prophetic word came to me. God says, some of you have been cast down by others because of the anointing. Some of you, they have conspired. And I saw them talking in the back offices, how you are not going to get promoted, how you're not going to get. But God says, I have seen it. And the prophetic word that God gave me is some of you have even worked in businesses where contracts were and they underpaid you or they defrauded you. And God says, because of that, he says, I'm decreeing payback. And not only are you getting payback, the very contract which they defrauded your portion shall be taken out of the hands of the wicked and transferred into the hands of the just. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Get ready for a blessing. You say, Pastor, I just work in this business. No, God's going to make you the business. Yay. Somebody say hallelujah. Everything stolen shall be restored sevenfold. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes against you, don't bow to his stories, man. Amen. Thank God for insurance. Amen. I carry insurance. Somebody came and drove through my wall. A drunk woman. 2 o'clock on a Friday morning. I said to my wife, she's the only person I know in the world that's got the sleeping thing down to a T. In deep sleep, she has a car accident. Amen. At perfect peace. You say, I must explain it. She was sleeping. Her car's in the driveway. This drunk person bashes through the wall and bashes her car. Car accident while she's sleeping. He will keep him in perfect rest. His mind has stayed on you. Hey, man. Anyway, get the insurance claims and all that. You know what the old trick is? When you make the claim, claim for things that's not yours. Even the assessors will come and say, hey, why don't you include this? Why don't you include that? Don't let the enemy's ways become your ways. It's because the glory of the Lord is on you that he will restore you sevenfold. He will bless you and overtake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't claim for things that are not there. Stand in your Father's righteousness. Stand in the word where God says, I will repay, I will restore. Sevenfold shall be yours. And so today I bless you in the name of Jesus. In fact, some of you need to just repent of speaking bad about that boss who have. Just forgive them in the name of, forgive them so God can bless you. Today, the blessing of the Lord rests on this house. Rests on Durban Christian Center Bluff and Durban Christian Center Wentworth. The blessing of the Lord rests on you. And God says, I favor you. And I restore you and I bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing a song, play a song, brother. Praise the name of Jesus. God will raise you up. The long overdue shall be restored to you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Just close your eyes. The glory of God is resting in this house. The word of God has found entrance into your heart. And God says, I brought this word to you, my son, my daughter, because you are mine. Yea, I've not changed my mind, neither have I turned away. But today I favor you. Psalm 102:13, for the set time of your favor has come. And I bless you with the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, the set time of God's favor has come. I'm the favorite of the Lord in Jesus' name.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.